When did you know maybe there was something special about this guy?
Well, we felt that and saw that, you know, during the preseason. But then again, it's like anything. It's over the long span and, you know, in the course of time. And when he started feeling it, the one thing I will say about him, he was the ultimate pro and he came to play. He came to, I call it honey. He came to hunt every game. And he had that look in his eye. I mean, he played and he gave myself, along with the fans and the Bronco organization and the country, 100%, everything that he had.
Arguably the, one of the best players, if not the best player in the game in three of his peak seasons. And, you know, it was cut short, but you look at a lot of his statistics, you look at his postseason play, his performance, tremendous player, well-deserving here tonight to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
We heard a lot of stories about how tough TD is. Can you share any good stories that you two had together?
Well, you know, obviously he tore up his knee, and we called him the Dominator when he was going through the process of rehab. He was there every day, worked his rear end off, just a pleasure to work with. And, you know, on Mondays after games, that guy was beat up, and, you know, it was amazing what he went through. Tough, tough guy and even a better person.
He had the three things that you look for in a running back. He had the size, he had the strength, and he had the elusiveness of a great back. And he proved that, rushed for over 2,000 yards. So he's the best in my book, and I'm looking forward to being able to see him get inducted tonight.
We were talking earlier about how you sort of discovered TD. Can you share that story?
I don't know if I discovered him. We were all watching a lot of film. Obviously, we thought he was a pretty darn good player. I just happened to have a friend who had coached him at Georgia for that period of time. I think it was a two-year period. And he really just helped us out with him, reassured us how great a kid he was, that he had been hurt the year before. And basically, hey, y'all go get him, take a chance on him. You think he'll be a great pro. So thanks to Greg Davis and a couple of phone calls, it sure helped.
Oh, it's a great night for the Denver Broncos, but an even greater night for Terrell Davis and all the players that have played for the franchise. You know, it's just so exciting to get another member here. We don't have enough. Adding Terrell gets to five. We're going to keep going. This is a great night.
He wasn't a first-round draft pick, but that never had an impact on the type of player he was and his ability to show up in primetime games. You know, all of our playoff games, the Super Bowls, he always showed up and performed on a high level. So my hat's off to him. I'm so proud of him. I love him, and, man, I'm happy for him.
You know, it just solidifies how important those years were in the Bronco history, and couldn't be a better guy. I mean, one of the toughest players I've ever been around, and cared about his teammates and still does. You know, he's a Bronco in and out.